Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, it is the play-by-play voice of the Boston Bruins, Judd Surratt, brought to you by Sports Etc. It is scary goalie season at Sports Etc. Now, through the end of this month, get up to 30% off all goalie equipment. Dead stop at the end of the month. Sports Etc., Boston's best hockey shop, 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington. Shyam, did I not just see Judd Surratt on the phone from Ottawa, and now he's gone?
He was on the Zoom call a second ago. Hold on.
Oh, maybe. I mean, it's probably transatlantic, some kind of interference from the 3i Atlas or something.
He should
like
be good.
That. Okay.
Wait, what the heck?
Judd?
I can hear him in preview.
Hello?
When I turn him off. Oh, there he is. Okay.
Hello?
Oh,
testing. Testing 1, 2, 3. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Are you, I think I heard you're in Ottawa selecting the Bruins Christmas tree like Michelle Wu was in Halifax yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually, there's like some beautiful pines around here. So I'm just kind of walking around the neighborhood, seeing what looks good.
Well, listen. This hockey team amazingly going for 8 in a row this evening. And from your vantage point, what do you think has been the primary difference?
Good question. You know, I think other than the game that they played up here in Ottawa, they've been in every game every single night. But I think they've played to their identity. And that's one of the things that they talked about heading into the start of the season, that if they felt like they could defend, if they could be a hard team to play against, then they would be in every game every single night. And I think the other thing that's kind of picked up is when you get Hampus Lindholm back into the lineup, that slots guys in better spots. The Bruins also changed who Charlie McAvoy's playing with. Nikita Zadorov elevates to play with him. And Mason Lauri, who's back into the lineup and certainly playing better, is playing on the third pair. But with a guy like Lindholm, so the Bruins have played 10 games with him in the lineup. They are 9-1 with him there. I think the biggest surprise has been how much offense they've produced. I don't know if they're going to keep it at this rate for the entire season, but they are 6th in the National Hockey League. And I remember when we were all talking before the start of the season, the question was, well, who's going to score? Well, everybody's scoring on the team.
Judd, when we talked to you last week, it was before they played the Senators, and I asked about the first time they faced them and how terrible of a loss that was and what they needed to do differently to get the win. They get that win in overtime. What was the biggest change between the first matchup, the second matchup, and what can they take into this third?
Well, I think, you know, in that first one, Courtney, if I think about it, the Bruins were in a decent spot after the first period in Ottawa, but then they completely lost their details. I think I was having a conversation with Sean Corrali prior to the game against the Ottawa Senators, and he said that was a cruel reminder that if you're not ready to go every single night and if you're not going to play with details, that's what can happen to you. And I think that the details and being ready to go was there right from the drop of the puck against the Ottawa Senators. And as a result, they were able to crank out an overtime victory. So they've got a tough week here coming up ahead of what's going to be another difficult week right after that one. So they're going to play in Ottawa. They're going to follow up against Montreal, who's right in front of them on Saturday night. That should be a terrific tilt. Come home and play against one of the best teams in the East in Carolina. And then you got to head west to see Anaheim, LA, San Jose, and then you're going to play the Islanders on the way back. So between now and just before the start of Thanksgiving, the Bruins will really be tested.
Judd, you look at this team here.
Oh, no.
And it's a what's going on?
Holy guacamole.
It's the fact that you're in Springfield and Judd is in Ottawa, and there's some kind of a Zoom, some kind of evil Zoom echo chamber, which nobody can.
Can we do a Zoom toast? Because I loved those.
So this is like Zoom on Zoom beef here. Yeah,
I think you're okay now, Wiggy.
Okay. All right. So I guess the question I was going to ask you, Judd. When you look at this team, it's almost a tale of two teams. You know, they have this six-game losing streak. Now they're on a seven-game winning streak. When you see them, are they closer to what we're seeing now? And that was just like, you know, start of the season and kind of an anomaly and what the way they were playing at the beginning of the year?
Wiggy, are you saying that they're 6-7? Really, when it comes to streaks?
Well, no, I'm saying that. Yeah, are they 6-7 or are they a good team? Are they a so-so team or are they a good team?
Right. Well, I haven't figured out the 6-7 team, but you know, if you look in the three chunks, so the Bruins win the first three games, and I think Marco Sturm had mentioned, Wiggy, that maybe the Bruins felt it was going to be easier than it was, and then all of a sudden they go through a losing skid. And they started to pick up their details. They started to defend a lot better. A lot more guys got involved. So I think what we're seeing now across the seven-game winning streak is closer to the identity and what I think that they were built to play like than maybe earlier in the season.
Marco Sturm compared David Pastrnak to Alex Ovechkin post-game the other night. We were talking about it on the show. Why not just make David Pastrnak your captain?
We're back to the captain thing. Yeah. You know, I think Greg, you know, again, I think they'd like someone to emerge. You know, and everybody gets named captain for different reasons. Let's go back to the team that the Bruins just beat at TD Garden, and that was the Toronto Maple Leafs. So John Tavares was the captain. They actually took the C off of him to give it to Austin Matthews. Now, there could be a number of reasons that they chose to do it. I'm still a little bit perplexed why they did that. And I don't know if Austin Matthews is necessarily equipped to be a captain. Somebody there felt he was. Could David Pastrnak be the captain of this team eventually at some point? Yes. I don't think there's any question about it. You know, and if you look in the bigger picture, David Pastrnak is at the rate that he's going right now, he will be a Hockey Hall of Famer. He's going to have the numbers. He's going to pass Johnny Busick, certainly at this rate, as the Bruins' all-time leading goal scorer. Will he have a cup to get him over the top? That's the only thing that I think he really cares about. But I think the way he plays, the way he's like in the room, he's definitely one of the leaders for this team. And the other thing that comes to mind, Greg, when Zdeno Chara went into the Hockey Hall of Fame, one of the things that he referenced was Patrice Bergeron. And it wasn't as his alternate. It was as his co-captain. Even though Patrice Bergeron for years didn't wear the C, he was definitely as much a captain as Zdeno Chara was in that room.
Judd, though, if Marco Sturm wants the captain questions to cease, why don't you just name one? Like, because this is going to be a story until...
It's just weird. I know, like, you say I bring it up all the time. It's just weird to me that you can't find the captain for the hockey team. It's just, that's all. It's just weird.
I don't know. I think differently, you know, and to your question, if he wants the questions to go away, you know, are the questions really bothering the Bruins at this point? They've won seven straight, and they don't have a guy wearing the C.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe they should never have one ever again. Maybe... Captain by committee is the way to do it.
Listen, at some point, they're going to put the captaincy on someone. I don't know if that's going to come out of the room, if the coach selects, if management gets involved. Every team does it a little bit differently. At some point, someone's going to wear the captaincy. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be this season.
I'd give it to goalie Bob.
Goaltending excellence has been better this year as the Bruins have defended better.
Yep.
All right. Well, Bruins and Patriots both going for win number 8 this evening. Is it colder in Ottawa or here this morning, Judd? What's the temperature?
I haven't checked the temps in Boston, but I'm going to say here because snow is on the ground, which it wasn't when I left Boston.
Yeah, that's depressing. All right, we will talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make it 7 in a row.
Holy smokes for the Boston 7. Bruins. They are a wagon.
Spider-Man meme, Pats and Bruins?
Pats and Bruins.
Just ripping off 7-game win
streaks. Will either team ever lose again? Some are asking.
It is a good question.
Yeah.
That game last night, I think there was there was quite a bit to it. Pastrnak gets his 400th.
Yeah.
The benches, Bruins bench anyway, empties. They go out and celebrate on the ice.
Strange.
Which I guess not everybody was a big fan of.
Well, I did find it a little odd. I think 400 goals is awesome. And you could like maybe give him the puck afterwards or something.
Sure.
But like that's such a weird number to sort of stop. So I was looking this up, and you probably saw this. Do you know how many players have 400 goals in the NHL?
In the NHL? No, like active?
No.
All time. I have no idea. I know he's the sixth Bruin.
So he's the sixth Bruin, and he became the 112th player.
Okay.
Which is like... In the history of hockey, it's great. I'm not poo-pooing the accomplishment at all. I'm actually like that's awesome.
Right.
But like to stop the game for 400, if you wait and there are only 49 players with 500, so the next guy to get to 500 would be 150.
You know hockey though, Keith. They celebrate like Everything. You're two. They celebrate like you're you're playing in your 100th game.
This is Drew Brees.
Drew
Brees celebrating the completions percentage or the completions in a game now, and first downs in a game.
Drew Brees like got on the mic.
His kid came out with the headphones.
Did he do like
on?
Some mic work?
Stopped the whole game.
That was worse.
It wasn't quite that bad, but I agree. This is kind of inching into that territory.
Yeah. No, I did find it strange. Like, what an accomplishment. Like, good. That's great. That's awesome. You're an incredible goal scorer. You're clearly one of the best to ever do it. But yeah, the whole team, like, I wouldn't even think that'd be one that you would know. Do you remember when Pablo Sandoval was here and he was like, that he wanted to stop the game for like his like 100th career double? It was something like that. Yeah. And you're like, who would even know?
You're a little too dialed in on your numbers there,
guy. How do you know
guy?
That's what you have? I could see like even, you know, 50th goal of the season. Like when Pastrnak did that. Like, that's like a big deal. And like, obviously people are talking about that. But to even know, like, hey, you have 399 goals, like, all right, a lot of goals.
I guess that's pretty good.
Let's celebrate. Let's empty the benches.
So Bruins win again. They empty the bench to celebrate with Pasta.
Yep.
They're up 4-1.
Another Swayman win. Back-to-back 5-3 Swayman wins over the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And the game got a little too close for comfort there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bruins get a power play goal. They're up 5-3. They wind up winning 5-3. Pastrnak, the sixth Bruin to score 400, as you mentioned. Johnny Bucyk, number one. Phil Esposito, number two. Bergeron, Marchand, Middleton are next up on the list. Like, he'll be in third place in no time.
Yeah.
Like,
what's Nifty at?
He is at 402. He's going to pass him later this week.
He might pass him tomorrow.
The Marchand's at 422. Bergeron's at 427. Espo's at 459. So, yeah, I mean, there's a real, real conceivable chance in the next few years he's their all-time leading goal scorer in franchise history, and he's certainly going to be, like, number three by the end of the year or early next season with his eyes on number two. So it's an impressive stretch for Pastrnak and an impressive showing, especially that he's kept it going and in some ways Keefe even elevated away from those two guys. Like, it's not just a product of playing with Bergeron and Marchand, like some of that could have been early on in his career.
Oh, yeah.
He's kept it going without him.
Yeah, for sure.
So the Bruins win again. Is it time to start taking him seriously? Have you deleted Gagging for Gavin meme? Is that now gone?
Yeah, we're almost...
I am very plowed and pleased.
Yeah, I think I've had to pivot to I'm plowed and pleased with this team. I mean, how could you not be? They won 7 in a row. They've beaten some good teams in this stretch.
Seven!
And, I mean, I know they've played more games than everybody for whatever the weird scheduling quirk is, but they're tied with the Canadiens for the most points in the division. Now, that could change. Canadiens have two more games to play. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they have 22 points. So
the games in hand have really started to level out. Like they really have.
A little bit. They've still played more games than every other team in the Eastern Conference.
Right, but when you're barely the number two wild card and you've played three extra games in some teams.
True.
When you just keep winning and now you're tied for the division lead.
Even if the other teams get 2-4 points and they're two games out of hand or whatever, then okay, you're still a wild card team. So I think at the very least we know that they're not, you know, the Sabres, they're not the Flames are the can't get out of their own way, the Predators. There's some really bad basement teams. And it's similar to like when we were having this conversation about the Celtics. I know we're gonna talk to Terp next hour, but there are some awful NBA teams. So even as bad as the Celtics, you know, I know you're thinking the Celtics are too.
But they're playing Jordan Walsh a lot. They might just be bad.
Fair, but like the Wizards and the Nets are like, look at us. We have five Jordan Walshes on the court at one time. So no, the Bruins, I think that ship has sailed. Like a week or 2 weeks ago, it looked like they might be in that bottom group. They weren't playing well defensively. The goalies weren't good. You had just Pastrnak, who you always knew was good and like an MVP candidate if he's on a good team. But they got enough guys that are playing pretty well. Hampus Lindholm coming back was big for him. I give credit to our guy, Marco Sturm.
Take your time, right? Get undressed.
That was me in third period.
That's
there.
What I do every time I put the Bruins on now.
the only way to watch.
I disrobe is what I do every time.
That's what the coach wants us to do. So I'm going to listen to the coach. He's got the boys buzzing right now. No, I mean, they're playing really well, so I don't know how you can think they're going to go in a tank. They've always played hard. That's been one thing that since day one. This team plays hard, and I don't know, now they're getting the results. Like, everything's kind of, like, lining up a little bit better.
So, again, not to be a Raycroft, who's going to be on he's on tomorrow. With WEEI Afternoons. Not to be a Raycroft, but the outlier for this season, Keefe, was the 6-game losing streak.
They
started on a 3-game heater. They've won 7 in a row and 8 out of 9. Like, the outlier was the hiccup there in the middle, and it was a long one. Tampa, Vegas, Colorado, Utah, Florida, Anaheim, and that was three games out west, so maybe that was part of it. That is the outlier on their season to this point in time.
It has been.
They still only have a +3 goal differential, so how predictive is that? We can get into.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, for that win last night, I thought once Toronto made it 4-3, you started wondering, okay, like, how is this going to shake out for them, and are they going to blow this lead? And Swayman, despite the 30 saves last night, I didn't think was great. I thought the third goal, was it the third goal? Which one was the Ekman-Larsson one? Yeah, the third goal that made it 4-3 was the softest out of the bunch. So I didn't love that. Pastrnak got his second goal, though, to make it 5-3. And I think there was a lot of interesting stuff that happened leading up to that that I want to give the Bruins credit for. And specifically a guy who I have not been a fan of, really going back to the signing, Zadorov. So Zadorov earlier in the game took out Austin Matthews, which I don't know if it was a dirty hit per se, but Matthews goes head first into the boards. I don't think they're happy about it up in Canada.
I would imagine they are not.
He basically turns down a fight with Domi, which put the Bruins on the power play to get the go-ahead goal, or the goal that gave him some breathing room to go from 4-3 to 5-3, the second Pastrnak power play goal. He turns down the fight with Domi. Domi winds up in the box. Bruins score on that power play. And then after that, he's out there sticking up for McAvoy when McAvoy got the knee-on-knee hit. So, look, I haven't been a fan of him. It's been way too infrequent to see games where he's standing out, but last night was a game where you go, okay, maybe I see why they brought him in, and maybe in year two it'll work out for him.
Well, you have to have a guy on your team that the other team absolutely hates. You have to have that guy. Now, there are also times where you also hate him as your own guy, like I think Bruins fans, but this year has been better than last year. Last year, it just seemed like such a bad signing, and then he was not... I don't know. He wasn't very good. Like he's big, but like he didn't play big. And so this year it's been a little bit better. He's gotten his nose into like a bunch of different things. And so, and maybe he's in a better role, or I don't know what it is, but he does seem to be more worth the contract this year than he was a year ago. But it's all part of the team. Like,
oh, I mean, it'd be hard to be worse than he was last year. Was a disaster.
He was not good,
and it was right from the start. And he was constantly in the penalty box, and he can't move. And like, okay, I mean, I all that happened. Is he going to be closer to worth the deal? Maybe never fully worth it, but closer to worth the deal this year. I thought last night was a good night for him. He was in the middle of a lot of it. So you can discuss on the Bruins at 617-779-7937.
Real quick, do you know what their record is with Hampus Lindholm playing?
Ooh. They're 11-7. Let's say they're 10-1.
No, yeah, 9-1.
Really?
They're 9-1 with the Hamper.
Yeah, because did he miss that whole six-game losing streak?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
all right, so maybe there's something there. Also,
they
Morgan
have a Norris candidate then.
Yeah, I mean, you should be based on that. Just show those numbers.
What's the likelihood he makes it through the rest of the year?
Zero?
Yeah, I mean, percent? I would say, I mean, if that's the key to your season, then I'd say that's not a great sign because he's probably not going to make it through the season.
Also, you know me, I like to project stats forward. And after 18 games into the season, so we're almost at the quarter mark, Morgan Geeky on pace for 50 goals.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's out there chirping at people who are not a fan of the empty end of the bench.
They
got to
be feeling themselves a little bit.
He's like,
you know?
Touch grass, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ice, as it were. Touch ice.
Touch ice.
Yeah, is what he's out there
cold,
doing.
Ice cold.
On social media.
Yeah.
So, no, look, Geeky I didn't think would even repeat the 30-plus goals he had last year. Never mind, ratcheted up from there.
And it was good to see Alex Steve score. I definitely knew who he was.
I meant to bring that up. The Twitch chat said this earlier. They're like, that was a legit, who the hell is that guy?
Alex Steve's. Yeah, Alex Steve's, who apparently was in the Toronto organization. So that was probably pretty sweet for him.
That just sounds like a made up name.
Alex Steve's.
Alex Steve's?
The guy you recruit.
Wait a minute. Who are
Yeah,
you?
I don't, I, that guy, I'm not
College
familiar
Football
with his
26,
game.
The recruiting board, where they just have all the fake players. Like, yeah, give me Alex Steve's. He's a center out of Kentucky.
Not familiar with that man's game.
No, he had a goal, so I'll take it. I will take it.
Oh, I'll take it. Yeah. And I think we'll take what the Bruins are doing here.
Do you want my prediction for the goalie in the next game?
Oh, yeah.
I've been on that.
Sure.
Korpisalo.
Oh.
So it works out in a way where Korpisalo played Ottawa last week. Then they went to Swayman for back-to-back Toronto games. So they could go Korpisalo against his former team once again.
Revenge game.
Yeah, already had a win in overtime.
A Korpi revenge game.
Korpi.
No, Keefe has been on this. He's been not goalie Bob, goalie
that's my,
Keefe.
That's my guess.
It's been pretty good. You look at Swayman.
Rich has all the answers.
Thank you. Thank you, Aaron Glenn.
Agreed.
You look at what Swayman's done to this point in the year. I thought he would have more of a bounce back this season than he's had. He's 7-4, 308 goals against, 900 save percentage. All just like very underwhelming numbers. And I think last night is a pretty good example of what Swayman's been.
Mm-hmm.
He won. He was okay. 30 saves is certainly not a bad number. But then you look at some of the goals that beat him, specifically the third one, and you go, well, he's not locked in, and he doesn't look like he looked 2 years ago before he got his contract, and he just doesn't look like the same guy.
No, they're scoring way more goals than I would have guessed. Like, I didn't think they were going to be winning a ton of games 5-3 based on the roster. And with the money invested into Swayman and even McAvoy and Lindholm, Hampus Lindholm, you would think, all right, they're going to have to win games more 2-1 type of thing. They haven't. They are sixth, I think, in goals per game. I would not expect that.
No, I would have thought they'd be sixth from the bottom of the league. Maybe
yes,
not even
yeah,
that
yeah,
high.
Yeah, way down there. So they've been able to overcome the fact that Jeremy Swayman, I think, is still outside the top 30 for goals against, right? Like, his save percentage, his goals against are very, very underwhelming, and yet they've been able to win in spite of that, and they've won some of these games, you know, 5-3 or going into overtime and winning there. So if that's why I might even have a little bit more hope for them is, like, shouldn't the goaltending get better as the season goes on? Or maybe not. Or maybe we just all think Swayman's better than he is.
Well, that's possible. Yeah. I mean, I certainly am probably guilty of that based on me thinking he was worth his contract and me thinking he would bounce back this season. But in theory, Sturm's system, the more comfortable the players get in it, and I think we've even seen some of that as the years worn on, getting minus Lauri out of the lineup, go with guys who fit, you get the hamper healthy,
and...
Yeah, maybe the goaltending will improve over the course of the season as players get more and more comfortable in his system, where I do think they largely, you know, want to pack it in. But that's not really the way it's gone down to this point. As you said, Keith, it's been more wide open, and they've scored way more goals than I would have anticipated. And I think that fits into what you've said about them and what I think a lot of Bruins fans feel right now. They're fun, and they're entertaining, and they're worth watching, which is very much unlike the Celtics, who are just, they're a chore to watch, and they're not that far away from having, like, the Alex Steves of their own. Like, they have a bunch of no-name, who is this guy, where did they get him from? And, I don't know, the Bruins have played, again, a more entertaining, and they've been better, but they've played a more entertaining brand of hockey. When they're down in some of these games, they're still competitive, whereas the Celtics, let's face it, pretty much just stand out there and launch three. So I think that's a big win for the Bruins, too.
This is maybe the most insulting thing I can say about the Celtics.
Okay.
Right now, it feels like work watching them. Right? Like, one of the great things about our job is, like, we're just watching sports and we talk about sports, which is, like, the greatest thing in the world. And so, like, every Patriots game, you're super excited for it. You plan your day around it. The Bruins games now, I'm excited. Like, at night, you're like, all right, the Bruins are on. This is going to be entertaining. I'm going to see something kind of fun. And the game kind of flies by. And then you're like, oh, yeah, the Celtics are on, and it's just
the end,
like,
of the end of that Bruins game did not fly by last night.
Oh,
that
fair,
was
fair.
That,
the whole game was
that honestly really bogged down.
That's
but
fair.
Generally, I agree with
you. But
you
know what I'm
point.
Saying? Yes. Like, you're like, you know, usually you're like, or a game like last night where you're like, all right, I'm not going to be able to watch start to finish both games in real time, so I'll be flipping back and forth. You're like, that's great. But then, like, the way the Celtics have gone this season, you're like, ugh. You're like, this is kind of a grind.
Yeah,
and then you're seeing guys, like, to your point, like Jordan Walsh out there.
I like basketball.
So
but
do I.
How much Jordan Walsh, Hugo Gonzalez.
Tough.
You know, I kind of like Luka Garza, but like Luka Garza. How right. How many of those guys do I need to watch out there
Luka
fumbling
Garza.
Around?
You can like them all you want.
So, you know, I think your point from the start, and it's easy to say, well, Bruins have a winning record, Celtics don't. They're fun to watch. The Celtics aren't.
Yeah.
But to me, when it comes to the Bruins, one thing that they have had, even in those games they were losing, maybe outside of the beatdown 7-2, in Ottawa, where they scored the first and the last outside of the seventh straight in the middle, they've been pretty competitive. Or when they've been down, they battle back. They haven't been dead in those games.
Say,
the Celtics feel more dead.
They do, yeah. And, like, way less hopeful. Like, both went in being like, yeah, I mean, really the Celtics, I thought to start the season, had a better chance of being one of the last playoff teams than the Bruins. Now that has completely flipped in the span of, you know, a month and a half. And, like, yeah, there's something about the Bruins, even when they're down a goal, it's like there's something like there's a little buzz there. They're going to find a way to, like, at least tie the game. And obviously the stretch that they're on has been great, winning seven in a row.
Right, that Florida game, they lost that Florida game when Marchand came back.
Yeah.
But that was a good example of they kept battling back.
Yeah,
they got
dead.
Back into it. I mean, they blew it late, and Swayman gave up, I thought, a horrible goal at the end of that game.
True.
but they were never out of that game. And maybe even when they were losing, you could see that with them. Is the goal now this year for the Bruins just make the playoffs, just get in?
I think so.
I think that's a fair goal for
them. I think
it's
changed. I think that was probably their goal all along. Yeah. But like for us, you're like, I don't really see it with the roster. But they got a bunch of guys kind of overachieving right now. And the start that they're off to, yeah, I think you have to say get in, make the playoffs. I honestly don't think hockey is quite as wide open as baseball is in the playoffs, but it's more so than basketball or football, where they're the haves and have-nots even within the playoff structure.
I mean, I think the way the Bruins – this was not my personal expectation going into the year, and they were long plus odds to make the playoffs. Remember, they were like plus three-something to make the postseason going into the year. We were talking about it on opening night. So the expectation wasn't make the playoffs. For a successful year, get in. I mean, that's how I feel today on November 12th. I mean, maybe I'll revise that upwards as the year goes along. But right now, just get in. And that was pretty similar to how he felt about the Red Sox for much of the year. Mm-hmm. When Roman Anthony got here and they were playing great before he got hurt, I even revised that up and said they need to win a round. When Anthony got hurt, I said, just get in. And they got in. And I think the Red Sox, in fairness to them, had a successful year last year. It wasn't the ultimate goal of winning a championship. But they did what they had to do. They made the playoffs. I'd say the Bruins are now there. The Bruins, the way they played, the expectation should be get in.
And also, I mean, so they got Ottawa tomorrow on the road, but then Saturday against Montreal, and the way things are going, if it still holds, they might be the winner of that is leading the division.
Sitting
so maybe even like a
Atlantic.
Little bit of juice somehow in Boston, Montreal, which seems like it's been forever since that's been like a marquee matchup. So I don't know. That's kind of fun for the early season stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots game day. We squeeze in a little hockey talk. We go right to the guest line with our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft. Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Raycroft, how are we doing today?
Perfect, thanks. How are you guys making out?
We are tremendous. When do we stop being surprised that the Bruins keep winning games? Is this just who they are? Are they a pretty good hockey team, better than we expected?
They're better than we expected, yes. Or, you know, and I think that was pretty easy, though. A lot of people expected them to be dead last in the league, and that just wasn't going to happen with the David Pasternak's of the world. I think this, you know, where they're at right now with their 11-7 record, you know, I thought they would be a team that got over NHL 500, a team that was competing for a wild card spot all the way to the end, and that's kind of where they're at right now. I don't think we're going to see the 7-in-a-row wins, 6-in-a-row losses. I expect this to even out at some point where a couple wins here, a loss here, a couple wins here, and get back to kind of that cadence. But again, when you're in the NHL and you've won 7 in a row, you want to win 8 in a row. You don't want to get off the tracks because it can go quickly the other way, as we've seen already just this season.
Razor, wanted to get your perspective on Morgan Geeky's development and just what a great start to the season. He's had 16 points total in 18 games. He's got 11 goals. He's been, I guess, nothing really short of dynamite thus far. Did you see this kind of season from him, and what do you think has been key to it?
Yeah, well, he showed us last season, and I'm super happy for him that he was able to get off to a pretty good start and not have to deal with the question marks of, are you this real player? You signed a big contract, et cetera, et cetera. So huge for him to get off to a good start this season. And he's one of the few guys, there's not many guys that can beat goalies, National League goalies, with their shot. And he's got one of those shots. And just what the confidence that he's built in the 12-month period to the chemistry that he's built with David Pasternak, the two of them read off each other so well. And when he's open, he can score and he can shoot the puck. So that's what we're seeing. And there's nothing that he's doing now that isn't repeatable for the next 55, 60 games.
So, Razor, you mentioned Geeky and Pasta getting together and the chemistry there. How about on the D pairing with Zadorov pairing up with McAvoy? How important has that been to this team settling in, helping the goaltending, everything that's gone into this successful streak?
Yeah, it's huge. And that also coincides with Hampus Lindholm being in the lineup. When if he's not in the lineup, you really can't put those two together. You have to build a little bit of depth in your back end. But with Lindholm in, you can put those two guys together. Nikita Zadorov's had a fantastic season. He really brought what he was playing like at the end of last season into this season. And then when he's with Charlie, it just makes them both more comfortable and gives them both opportunities to make more plays and shut down the top offensive lines in the league.
Your perspective on Lauri, do you think he looks any different since Sturm kind of managed the situation and shook things up? And do you think he's actually improving? Because it seems like thus far, like when Marco has, you know, put in Korpisalo over Swayman, like he's had the magic touch thus far. Do you think that's going to apply to Lauri?
It's for two games. For Mason, this is more of a long-term thing, right? This wasn't like a Casey Mittelstadt where you're sitting a veteran just to, you know, open his eyes a little bit, need a little bit more from you. This is more of a development issue from Mason Lauri's perspective and what you need to do on a nightly basis to be consistent. So through two games, no question. Tonight's another night for him. Tonight's another night. This is the place where he ended up starting to sit out. So, you know, if you're a player, you have some pride. You want to get back at these guys for that as well. So it's been a really nice two games for Mason. And you know, just keep developing and keep building your game is the message for him.
Nesson analyst Andrew Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons. You mentioned Pasta, and he got the 401st goal the other night. Can you put into perspective for us, if we're not exactly hockey historians or whatever you want to call it, just how good is Pasta?
Yeah, he's great. He's a superstar. He is flat out superstar. He is right there with all the greats that have ever played here in Boston. And, you know, you never want to predict the future in pro sports, but I mean, it's pretty easy to say and look at the track record and say he could be the all-time winning or all-time goal scorer in the Boston Bruins history. That's heady stuff for this franchise and 100-plus years of the team being around. So I think what's so impressive, I think everyone has a lot of respect for David, is how he's developed his game, not just being that shooter. He's becoming an Ovechkin, where he does a lot of different things and can play physical and goes out and play makes and just does a 200-foot job on top of scoring goals. So he's a superstar and this is going to be an all-time Bruin. That's where we're at already, and he's not even 30 years old yet.
Boy, that is music to Bruins fans' ears, calling him an Ovechkin. But it's really, really hard to disagree with. So for a team right now, 18 games in, 11-7, ahead of expectation for sure. It feels like this stretch, they have a really tough next four games. Tonight against the Senators, then you're in Montreal a Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Doesn't get much better than that. Then you host the Hurricanes on Monday, and then Wednesday across the country against the Ducks. What would you like to see out of those next four games to sort of prove to yourself, any Bruins fan, like, okay, this 11-7 start was no fluke. Like a couple of points, win at least two of those. How do you want to see them come out of this little gauntlet of four?
It feels like you're doing that every 2 weeks. You're looking ahead and saying, "Wow, that's a tough schedule for all teams across the National League." And how cool is this going to be on Saturday night? Bruins, Montreal, the two top teams of the division, Hockey yeah. Night in Canada. Like we're going. It's been a long time since both of these teams have been at the top of the division playing each other on a Saturday night. So I'm pumped to be in the building in Montreal Saturday. But I think you get through these three games, these Eastern Conference teams, where they're real 4-point games. Like you're playing playoff-type games already this year, already. Everybody is through the league because of the way the schedule's set up. And then you get to go out west, and the out west, San Jose is no slouch. Anaheim's one of the best teams in the league. LA is always tough. So those are the West Coast trips are real difficult this season. We saw that when they went to LA and Colorado and Utah, and then they got a bump back in Utah with the Islanders on the way out. So I guess 500 is probably a good number, I would say, at the end of the day, because it is tough, but the way these guys have been knocking points off, I'm sure their expectations much higher than that if you broke it down with them.
Razor, I read a pretty detailed feature the other day in The Athletic about Morgan Geekie and his sticks and his tape job and color of the stick and, they don't make that color anymore and guys freak out. Is that normal in hockey? Are guys that particular about their blades and their sticks and everything that goes in? Were you that way? Are goalies that way? Is it different for scores? Can you give me a little more insight into that?
Yeah, of course. Guys are, yes, I wouldn't say, definitely not everybody. Everybody's not pretty. There's some guys just take my stick and give it to me and I'll score with it. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of other guys, though, especially the big thing nowadays, right? And as you get older, is the models and the new technology and things changing. And a lot of guys don't want to change what's worked for them already. And that's where you get it. Nikita Kucherov uses a stick that they've got to go find, and he goes through a bunch of them. And I know that was in that article as well, where you're looking for sticks, you're searching. Linus was searching for skate blades a couple of years ago. There was only a few that he could find, and he ordered all of them. So there's guys that like what they have, and technology moves along, but they don't really want to follow that technology. Myself, I was pretty open to changing things to a point. But no, definitely not changing companies mid-season or changing companies if I had a good year or, going that way. I had the same stuff basically my whole career.
Last question. I wanted to get your thoughts and feelings on alternate jerseys or alternate sweaters. I saw the Bruins all rocking the Patriots' new rivalry jersey, the Nor'easter, looking pretty sharp on McAvoy. Do you like the alternate jersey phenom? And also, did you ever have like a favorite Bruins sweater?
Well, I love the Pooh Bear, the old school Pooh Bear, the yellow one. I thought the white one was pretty sharp too. I know there's you either like that or you absolutely hate it. That's pretty binary, the Pooh Bear. But that was kind of my era, and playing the afternoon games wearing the Pooh Bear in my first couple years in the league was awesome. I love the original six, so I'm partial to them messing around too much, but completely understand the business of selling jerseys and taking interest and getting social media clicks, etc. So I get it, but at the end of the day, I'm taking the original six original jerseys and running with those.
All right, Razor, I'm not even going to ask for a prediction. We know the Bruins don't lose, so what's the point? You're just going to tell me they're going to win because that's all they do. All right, man, enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Love it. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, brother. You too.
That was Andrew Razor Raycroft comparing Pasta to Ovechkin. I feel like some people may push back on that.
I don't know, Andy. He's having a... If he's got 401 goals, and he's just like right now in the wheelhouse of his prime.
Absolutely. So good things, all good things with the Boston Bruins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.